Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
DJ Primo TV.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hey, what's up? You listen to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
And now, you're currently on what the people are saying is the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? The Zariah Effect.
This is kind of funny. This is kind of, I don't want to call it ironic, that a girl that has built a podcast off of kind of oversharing is making an episode about oversharing. And the thing is, I've made this episode before. But then I just realized that the episode I made was talking about moving in silence and all of that jazz. But I'm going to talk about oversharing in this episode. I feel like, do I have a bad habit of oversharing? Yes. Do I have a bad habit of oversharing things that I shouldn't overshare? Not really. I don't think I have a bad habit of spilling my own secrets or anything, telling somebody that anything that's like super serious. I don't think I do, to be very honest. But I do have an oversharing problem. And to be very honest, it does stem from seeking validation from not necessarily people, but maybe people in a very light way. Let me kind of tell you where this episode came from. So I feel like I'm at the age where things that are happening in my life, relationships, work, opportunities, they are things that are bigger and things that are, they mean a lot to me basically, and they're serious, and I want it to last for a long time, right? And I have a private story, right? Multiple. I had like three. Let me tell you where this episode came from. This is so funny. I'm going to overshare about why I am going to stop oversharing, but it's fine. So basically, I feel like I have this, not necessarily a bad habit. Yeah, I have a main private story and I have a close, tiny, only five people private story, right? Cool. I barely post on the main one, but that only five people, the five people there I trust. So what I'm saying there is not even the problem. I think it's the me oversharing, like not I'm the problem, but like that's where the problem is. It's not what I'm saying. It's not who I'm saying it to. It's the fact that I have the desire to say, or I feel like I need to say when it's not even necessary. I don't know if that's making sense, but basically like many things that I would post on that private story, it's not a bad thing to talk about. It's just me knowing that, why do I actually need to share this? Like, is it really necessary? It's not bad to share it. I'm not oversharing about my deepest, darkest secrets. I'm not talking about things that I shouldn't be talking about. But I still have that moment where I'm like, why should I even be telling anybody this? Like, what's the need? And I realize that most times, and this is a very normal thing to many people, so I'm not even feeling ashamed of it. Most times we do seek validation from posting on our private stories. Maybe not main story for me. Personally, I think I'm still very private. I don't even post on my main private story. And my main private story literally has only 19 people. But basically, I just looked at myself for a while and I'm just like, why am I sharing so much when it's just not necessary? It's not so much in the sense that I'm sharing too much information, but it's like, why am I even sharing it in the first place? And I thought about it and I was just very honest with myself. I do seek validation from posting on my private story, even if I don't even check who views it, even if I don't have anybody in mind when I'm posting certain things, but I just seek validation from posting on my private story. And obviously it's my private story, I'm allowed to, but I don't really think it's healthy. And I just had to delete the private story. And I thought about that and I was just like, how do I put this? Many of us on social media, our lives are fun, individually cool, but then it's just not, how do I put this? Life gets lonely. Even if you have the best things in the world, the best people in the universe, life gets lonely, right? And sometimes you reposting memories from a while back, you posting nice messages that you got from somebody, you posting TikToks that you made with your friends, It's like, oh, also you posting emails that you get, like, for example, my podcast now, I get emailed quite a few times, or like kind of often, from like different streaming platforms and all of that, right? So whenever I get those emails, it makes me feel good. It makes me, like, it's not a bad thing to feel good, but it's just like, it's like you seeking validation from other people, showing other people that, oh, not even other people, this is sounding, it's like so in between, because it's like you're allowed to share those things and be proud of yourself, and you're allowed to want other people to be proud of you. But then again, it's like when I get a nice message, when I'm reposting those memories, it's like I want everybody to know that I'm having fun. I want everybody to know that I'm making moves. It's not from a point of view of, oh, I want to make anybody jealous, I want anybody to think that, oh, I'm a happening person. It's not even that. It's just slight seeking validation. That's just how I would put it. And that's not the worst thing to happen. But then again, I don't want that to be my life. And I feel like when I get used to not sharing everything on my private story, then my life would be amazing. But I'm just saying that I just had to delete the private story. And before it is, I'll get used to it. Because now it's like, anything that happens, I just want to share it on my private story. Even if it's like, I just eat. Like, it's not a bad thing. Like, who cares if I just eat? Like, is that deep? No. But do I have to share it? Also, no. So it's just like, I just felt like, and that's just me being very honest with myself, I felt like, or I feel like I seek validation from posting about it. I don't have anybody that I'm seeking validation directly from, but just me posting about it just makes me feel like, oh, you know, this is happening in my life. Because if you keep it to yourself, then it's like, you know, who knows about it? But then when you share it, it's like, oh, everybody knows that this is happening in my life. And as I said before, I'm older now. I'm at a point in my life where my relationships are more serious and they mean a lot to me. And if that does mean a lot to me, then I want to hold it tight. And sharing it, I don't believe in evil eye, all of that sometimes. I'm not very spiritual. I'm not even going to lie to you. But I just feel like there's no reason to share it. Like, I've just gotten to that point where I'm like, I don't think there's any reason to share this. And it's so different when it's on my podcast, because obviously I don't give my stories. I don't even say names. I don't go too deep into detail. I just look for the main point why I'm even telling the story. Like, the main point I'm telling you this story of oversharing is because I know myself. And I had to be honest with myself about it. And I knew that somebody else may relate. And if I'm speaking to you, delete the private story, honestly. So me sharing this, it's still oversharing. I'm not even going to lie to you. But then it's like, there's a reason for it, you know. And I feel like I'm a very private person already. But even with the mundane things, I don't think they need to be shared. Especially now, as I'm getting older, 2024... I'm just trying to not do more than is absolutely necessary when it comes to sharing things. Like, if somebody's asking me my name, I'm telling them my name, full stop. I'm not adding extra information. Like, I'm not saying more than what is necessary. So me having the bad habit of oversharing, even if it's mundane shit, does not help me in that goal, basically. And so I had to do something about it. And it's not that serious, honestly. I really wouldn't die. But it's something that I have been noticing for a while in myself, but I didn't want to believe that I was seeking validation. That's so lame, insecure, but that's not it. Like, I'm not insecure, but then that's just a normal thing. Like, many people's lives may not be as fun or as lively every day as it is on social media. And it's not meaning that that's fake, but just imagine I go out twice in a week. What happens to the remaining 5 days? Obviously, life is normal. So it's like me reposting those days that I went out. It's like making me relive those moments, but then it's not really real. You know, it's just kind of like telling people, oh, I'm still having fun. Like, oh, I had fun. And that's not the worst thing to happen, but that's just not how I want to live my life. But even with that, I'm still going to be very honest with you that, yes, at the end of the day, you only have yourself. At the end of the day, keep things to yourself. But I also don't want people to believe the lie on social media that you have to isolate yourself. We are all human beings. Like, there's this trend on TikTok that's like, oh, social media is fake, here are some things that I struggle with. And then I see many people being like, oh, I can never share what I'm struggling with on the internet. And I get that. I wouldn't advise you to, especially in detail, but regardless, we are all human beings. And even if we do have main character syndrome where we're like, oh my God, this struggle is so individual to me, that's so not true. Like, many things that we struggle with, even if it's the most random thing ever, are so common that many people also struggle with it. And we are human beings, and many things that one person struggles with, somebody else in the room also struggles with it. And I just don't want anyone to believe the lie that you need to isolate yourself and you shouldn't trust anybody, nobody's trustworthy, yada yada yada. That's just not true. And I'm somebody that I grew up keeping to myself on 100. Like, yes, I was relatively social when I was younger, like when I was in high school, but I kept to myself a lot, and I was just loud and chatty for funsies. Like, I wasn't sharing anything deep in my life, like I just never did. But as somebody who grew up like that, and I had to learn that it's okay to let people in, now I'm so grateful that I did learn. It's still difficult sometimes, because you're like, even at the back of your mind, even if something is going so well, you're like, oh my God, this is so going to end, and you're going to regret sharing this. But like, there's nothing to regret about being a human being and sharing things. Like, it's really not that serious. If a friendship doesn't work out, your relationship doesn't work out, you move on happily and peacefully, and you don't have to worry about anything. You sharing human things, like, what can you possibly say to somebody that is really that crazy and so unique to you that you're so worried about, you know, when you guys stop talking they would tell everybody or anything like that? I mean, I get the fear, but then just don't believe the lie that you have to isolate yourself. Don't believe the lie that everybody's untrustworthy. We are human beings, we are made for human connections. As somebody who struggled with accepting that for a long ass time, for me to you, I'm really just being honest with you, we are made for that connection. I think I'm at a point in my life where, even if it's just one friend that I have, like one extremely close friend that I have, I've learned to accept that, oh my God, spending time with people is so worth it. And sometimes I would actually choose spending time with people over being by myself, and I never thought I would get to that point. But that does not mean that I do not appreciate my alone time, because when it comes down to it, 24/7 I'm with me. 24/7 I'm not with anybody else besides me, so I have to make spending time with me as fun as it could possibly be. But people are made for you to interact with them. You are made to interact with people. Somebody can confide in you, you can confide in them. That's what us as humans need. So don't believe the lie that you have to be so closed off. I understand it may take time, but you have to learn that you do need people. Even if you're so independent, you can figure out everything on your own, you do need people. And it's a nice thing to have. And obviously, you're still going to struggle with insecurity, fear of people leaving you, fear of people not being trustworthy. But you need people. A problem half shared is sometimes, most times, half solved. You will find your person. Do not force it on anybody. Like, don't force the whole oversharing thing because you feel like, oh, you just need somebody to talk to. When you know that somebody is the right person for you to tell something, you're going to know. Listen to your intuition. If something in you doesn't feel comfortable sharing something with somebody, then that's just your intuition, and they're just not the one that you should tell that thing to. But when you find that person, you will know. And just trust that intuition. And just be human. Like, that's just what I would say to you. Like, learn to love yourself and learn to also give people love, because that's just what human beings need, and that's just what human beings are. Obviously, many things that you should keep to yourself, but then again, sharing some things with people that you trust will never hurt anybody. And yeah, I deleted my private story. I don't have a place where I just talk about some random shit that nobody cares about, but I do have my people that I can, I'm saying my people like it's more than one, but I do have, you know, amazing, wonderful people in my life that I can share anything that I want to share with them. And life is just not that serious. if you are a loving person, you are a kind person, you deserve that. And just keep on giving the love that you have to give, honestly. That's just what I would say to you. Don't worry about, oh, this, oh, that. Like, just be you, and you're going to find the people that are for you. And it's going to be so unexpected, and it's going to be so beautiful. And I'm just wishing that for you. But yeah, I had an oversharing problem. I'm acting like it's cured. Like, I literally just deleted the private story like 2 days ago, or even yesterday, who even knows. But yeah, it did happen. And I don't even mind sharing that. Like, that's so embarrassing though. Bad bitch like me seeking validation. But like, that's so real. And I'm sure many people can relate. That just shows you that like, our experiences as human beings are just so freaking generic. Like, nothing is really that serious. I understand that it feels so big when it's you. So embarrassing. Like, oh my God, seeking validation? But like, is it really that serious? No, it's not. But yeah, keep some things to yourself for sure. I wouldn't advise you to share many things, especially on the internet. Nope. But you're worthy of good connections with people in real life that aren't on your phone, and people that you can talk to and feel comfortable with. And life is so beautiful. I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, I'm not mentally amazing, yes, but life is so beautiful, and you will find your people. I'm wishing that for you, and when you know, you're going to know. That is all I would say. I was about to say, when you know, you know. But it's just, it just sounded so at the end of a movie, like, oh, when you know, you know. So I had to say, when you know, you know, you're going to know, just to break the ice, kind of. But that's all that I have to say. Tell me what you think and your own stance on it. And yeah, that's all I would say. I mean, we're all human beings. We all overshare sometimes. But I mean, it just depends on your goals as a person. Like, my goal is just like, I just want to keep many things to myself. I feel like me posting about something just doesn't even jinx anything. But it's just like, why? Like, why should you though? And just me trying to give only the information that's absolutely necessary. That's why I just had to curb the oversharing. Not because it's like the worst thing to ever happen, but that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you rate the podcast, leave a review, follow the podcast wherever you listen, and check out the Instagram at The Zoraya Effect Pod. New episodes every Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.